The Keys to Life podcast begin with the idea that women need access to sound wisdom, biblical truth, and practical keys to be empowered in their daily life. This is an offspring of Life Builder Seminars. The Keys to Life podcast is designed to help you transform your life by hearing and knowing the truth so you can walk in greater freedom than you ever thought possible. Life Builder Seminars was started by Dr. Kathy Guerrero nearly 25 years ago with a passion for creating a safe place for women to be equipped and empowered for life. As a counselor, pastor, business owner, and grandmother, Dr. Kathy's passion is to build and empower women. We are so excited you are here and can't wait to see what God has in store for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm so pleased to be back with you again, and I am so thrilled that Life Builder Seminars is going strong. We want to encourage you, check us out online after you listen to this podcast, and make plans to come and join us one of these days. It's a great place for connection. But today with our podcast, we have our friend Erica is back with us again. And hopefully you listened to our last broadcast. If not, please go back and review it, because she shared a story with us about her life that honestly, I felt out like I was watching an Indiana Jones movie. It's just incredible. And the faithfulness of God in her life. Oh my goodness. So I really encourage you to listen to that. But I'm going to, again, turn this over to Maribel Soto. She's going to be interviewing Erica today. So Maribel, would you say hi to our guests, and then you can introduce Erica.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I have one of my most favorite friends, Erica Perez. She is fabulous. When I think about her, I think about a woman with great strength. I think about her generosity. She's blessed me so much. I'll tell this quick story. She bought this beautiful model home. And I don't know if you know, she bought the model home. PC, you know.
You got those from her?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
So she blessed me with all these amazing pieces of furniture and frames. And she's just so generous. And also, she's been married to her husband, Ryan Perez, for about 18 years. And she has two beautiful puppies, Palin and Reagan. They're adorable. And by day, she's an accountant. By night, she's a worshiper of God. Oh. And that's a little bit about her. And so I want to ask, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I'm live in Orange County. This is God's country over here.
For sure.
I'm just so thankful that we're here in Orange County, and our friends here with the Sotos and Pastor Kathy, and just very honored that you would ask me to share my story and journey, and I don't take this lightly, and just thankful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just to recap here, part one of her of the podcast, as we were interviewing her, she shared of this experience she went through where she's a missionary, so she's traveled around the globe to spread the gospel of Jesus. And during one of her missions in Guatemala, they were coming home due to a hurricane. They wanted to get out, and unfortunately, the plane that she was in, along with her first husband, Kevin, went down and crashed, and Kevin didn't make it. And so she's been through this, you know, for some people, traumatic experience, but one of the things that impacted us was her strength and her faith in God, and having the word in her and just declaring it during that, the plane crash. So I love that. And I do want to talk about, people have been through horrific stuff themselves. This is Yeah. Kind of like what PC was saying, it's in the Indiana Jones. So if you have time, go back and listen to part one of this podcast, because it'll just really inspire you. But let's talk about, I know our listeners have been through, you know,
they've gone through stuff.
Right.
They've gone through some things in their life, and they need to know how God will pull them through, and that there is hope in something that was lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to rebuild my life, because even though my past was, and it kind of stayed in Guatemala, I had to move forward at a future with God. And not once did I ever thought that back then that I was alone. I never thought that God abandoned me, that I was alone, I never turned my back on God, because he's the one that pulled me through this. It was God, it was my relationship that I had with him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I like to share a story. I moved. I was living in my former in-laws, one of their homes. I moved within 6 months. I got to get out. I had to target in and conquer everything with God by myself, just God and I. So I had to move forward, conquering every detail that I had with my prior life. I had to move forward with God, because I knew without God, I just knew that my life would not be the same. Mm-hmm. And I knew that when I had mentioned in the previous podcast that I was declaring that I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, I had to live now the last part of that scripture, declare the works of the Lord. And I knew that I had to get back on an airplane. And I kept that focus. And I didn't even care if it was by myself. I ended up going back to different countries, but taking other people with us. And we had tremendous, amazing results bringing people to Jesus. So I just knew that was my focus, that I was going to stay focused, stay strong, my walk with God, and not be moved by my past, because it was my past and it stayed in Guatemala. So as, you know, everyday life, yes, I did hurt, but I got through it and God helped me. And I do want to mention, like I said earlier, I recall I was laying down praying and I'm like, God, I recall just laying there and, it was hurting. I'm going to be truthful, but I knew that God was there with me. And I remember just had my eyes closed and I was praying in the spirit. That means praying in tongues, because, and I knew that that was soothing me. That was helping me. The Holy Spirit's my comforter. And I remember just laying there, had my eyes closed, and I opened my eyes because I felt such a strong presence of the Lord just in my room, just ushered in, just came in. And I remember looking on my bed, and this may sound spooky, but this really happened. I'm not weird. I remember an impression on my bed. You know when someone lays on the bed, on your bed, and then someone gets up, the bed, the cushion, the mattress moves up? I remember seeing that. I didn't see anybody, but I felt a presence there. I felt like there was like an angel was there, because angels bring good news. They bring glad tidings. And I honestly believe an angel was there just for the comfort and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I remember just being totally like, just the atmosphere changed. And I remember through life, as years went by, I knew that it was so clear that God was always there with me, walking with me, going through stuff. His just presence was so clear. And so I would go to church and I would have like these little moments with God in church. And I didn't even know the people that were around me or looking at me. I didn't realize that the presence of God would just engulf me. And that's not only for me. And that could be for anybody in life that wants to God in their life or wants that relationship. And like I had said earlier in the earlier podcast, that worship had a lot to do with me moving forward and going forward with the things of God in my life. And during that time, and I was single for years, and I thought, I had mentioned earlier to Pastor Kathy that back then, like, I don't want to remarry. I just want to be just God and I. Just I'm okay. Life is perfect with just God and I. I don't have to get remarried or anything like that. But there was a time span when there was a time. Is that okay that I get into
this? Absolutely, yes.
Because this is part of life, the journey, the walking with God. I thought, you know what? I think I am ready. Maybe I will get married again. I am ready. But I didn't go out looking for anybody. You
didn't go on Tinder and all those apps nowadays?
No. I just thought, you know, I'm open to it now. I'm open. And I think it was at that point where, since I was open to it, you know, God was ready to bring someone along, and then not realizing that my husband now, Ryan, was already in my in church. Mm. He was there. Mm-hmm. We just didn't really like, you know, it's not like, oh, I saw like firework or, you know, he was there. And so we just,
I remember though, can I chime in? I remember Ryan telling us that, the pastor did show or shared with everybody what you were going through, and because they wanted everybody to be praying for you, mm-hmm. and the others. And I think what he said, he felt the need to pray for you. And I remember him saying, I need to pray. And it just reached him so strongly. And,
I can expand on that. Yes. So that part, this is pretty powerful. I didn't know this until after, but when all this happened, Ryan, he went off, he left California and moved to Arizona for a couple years. And during that time, he, would call his parents and check on me, because he felt in his heart, he said to God that, you know, I want her taken care of, and if I'm part of that, then I'll do it. Like, I want to take care of her. So what he would do, not knowing when he meant really take care of me, like, he would but we would get married someday, and he would talk to his dad and his parents and ask how he's doing. So I think that's what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there is life after the loss that happened to me. There's just so much more to life as we stay focused, on Scripture, as we stay focused on our relationship with the Lord and what His calling is on our life. I did end up going to other countries after that. After Joanne Aragon, she didn't force me, but she did say, you are going to get back on an airplane because mm-hmm. you are going to conquer this fear. Well, I did get back on the airplane, and she was there just like God got on that airplane. I felt the turbulence. I went back to Guatemala, and she looked at me and she said, you're okay. I'm putting my hand on Maribel's leg because that's what she said. She saw that I was like, wait, that's turbulence. I don't, you know, mm-hmm. that was the beginning of the crash. And she just put her hand on me, on my leg, and she said, you're fine. You're gonna conquer this. And we have to get back on the airplane when we have to go home. So she let me know that I was gonna get back on the airplane when I, you know, because I had to go home. We had to mm-hmm. go home. So that within 6 months after that airplane crashed, within 6 months, she told me or asked me, do you want to go? I am speaking in Paris, France. Do you want to go with me? And that was huge because that is a 10-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not gone on a flight after that, but that San Jose trip did help me. She said, do you want to go with me? And I said, yes, I will go and I will do it. I will go. So I had a couple months to get ready for that. So the day before we were to fly out, there was a major, major airline crash that happened. It was like over 300 people on an airplane went down in the ocean.
Wow.
And I heard that. And I'm like, nope, I'm still going. I'm still going because we were to fly out. It was almost a year to the day that happened. A year to the day it happened. And I'm like, nope, I'm getting on that airplane because I'm in the process of conquering.
That's
I'm gonna
right.
conquer this. I'm going to get back on an airplane. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And I'm not moved by this because I live by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. I'm not moved by what the surroundings are around me because God has a plan for my life. There's a plan for each and every one of you that God has for you.
Amen.
To fulfill your calling, to not let anything stop you. Just to move forward and do what God has called you to do. And when we live by faith, what is faith? Faith is trusting and being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. When we live by faith, we're living by things. I know this sounds weird, but we are not living by our emotions. We're not living by what we see, but we're living by faith. We're living by things that we don't see. I hope I didn't confuse anybody there, but that's where faith is. Like worship. When we worship God, faith kicks in. Worship is for the unseen. It's faith. And we're worshiping this God that we don't even see. We love Him, but we don't see Him. And that's where faith gets kicked in, where faith is being, you're operating in faith.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I wanted to ask you a question. When you went through this trauma and you knew that you had to go on with your life, so you had to move forward by faith, taking the promises that had already been given to you, can you kind of share with the audience the fact that you had to build on the foundation that had already been laid? I think this is something that so many of us get kind of a little confused about because we think that's when it's time to get faith is when we're going through crises. No, that's the time that you have to take the foundation already laid and continue to build on it. So can you kind of elaborate on that just a little bit for us?
So, yeah, that's true. So we have to be ready in season and out, right? We have to be ready. And it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So during that, what builds that foundation is hearing the word of God, being in church, reading, spending time with God, telling people about Jesus.
Right. You know, one thing I want to just share, because sometimes people will hear that and they think I have to work at it. But the thing is that you really have to learn how to be self-disciplined in it. And there's a difference between working for something and being self-disciplined to make it a lifestyle. Because we can't earn anything from God. We have to get close to Him through these practices of healthy habits.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Right. So that's so true about disciplining yourself to do this, to walk by faith.
Right.
Let me give you an example. If you need healing in your body, get pumped up with healing scriptures. Listen to messages on healing. You know, I say this respectfully, but don't wait until something bad happens. Be pumped up, be ready, have scriptures in you, have the word in you, have, like, you know, if sometimes I'm walking down the stairs and I'm not, you know, my husband hears me, Brian hears me. He thinks I'm talking to myself. I'm not. I'm like, no, that's not my thought. You know, sometimes we'll have thoughts in our mind like, you're a loser. No, I'm not a loser. No. Or, you know, exactly. Not even I'm just saying loser, but, you know, the devil will put thoughts in your mind. Mm-hmm. And Christians out there, women, Christian, we are not to accept those words.
That's right.
Or those thoughts. That's a fiery dart. You'll say, no, God is greater than what I'm facing. Greater is God that is in me than he that is in this world. Fear, if there's any kind of fear that's going to come and try to creep in or stop you from doing something, no. God is greater than fear. He didn't give us fear. That's the devil.
Right.
You mm-hmm. no, yeah, oh yeah. If you know, if someone says, Oh, I like this. If someone says, oh well, you can't do that, oh watch me. With God? No. Or you know, the devil, the devil's real. And he tried to wipe us out on that airplane crash. He tried to wipe people out. But no, he didn't. There were some of us that lived. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about me, because of this podcast. But you can't stop us. You know, the devil will come and try to stop what God wants you to do. There's a plan for each and every one of you. There is a plan. And we have to be ready for that plan. We have to be that foundation of our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So people can't come and sway you. And sway you to do something else. Like, no, I'm focused. This is what God has. This is what God wants me. You know, I knew at a young age, I knew that I would get married after 25. Because by the time I'm 25, I already knew what God's plan for my life was. And that's why I stayed focused. And that's with anybody. Anybody could do this, right?
Right.
Anybody could do this. And I never want to be caught off guard, or if some bad news happens, or if I hear something bad, I'm not going to get all emotional about it, because God is still with us. That God is still with me, you know, like I'm going to hear from him like, oh, okay, you know, let's work this out. Let's do it like this. Because as women, we can kind of be emotional, but as we find our strength in him, that emotion, and it's okay to be emotional, but that emotion is like second place. What does God say about our circumstances? What is God telling you? What is, you know,
You know, may I just give a little illustration? I've said this so many times, but this is really what you're talking about here. So, you know, we're in our Super Bowl season. Yay!
Woo! Go Niners!
Oh, okay. Yeah, go Niners. But the thing is that we're kind of like a football. You know, God has made us specifically designed not to explode when something comes upon us. So you look at that football, and, you know, I watch these guys, and you think about all these 300-pound guys, and they're all running each other. Somebody's got that little football tucked under them, and all of the weight of the opposition piles on top of them. But you know what? The football never explodes. Do you know why it never explodes? Because the pressure on the inside of it is greater than the pressure from the outside. It was designed to survive under pressure.
That's good.
So come on, audience. I want you to hear this. Mm-hmm. You are aeronomically designed to not explode when pressure comes upon you, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Yes.
So take that. And when you get tackled, get back up. Come on, head for the goal. Head for the goal. That's all I can say. Head for the goal. You may not have cheerleaders that are cheering you on, but I'll tell you what. In the unseen, there are angels that are cheering you on. Amen. Holy Spirit is saying, come on, girl. We can make the goal. We can make the goal. So you have to get up and go forward. Good illustration.
Right.
Huh?
That's there you perfect. Are.
Preach!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also find a scripture in the situation or what you're going through. Find a scripture that'll counter-react to like what's going on. Good. Because it stays the focus gets on the word,
yeah,
and not on you or not on yourself.
Right. Well, the word is truth. The enemy doesn't know how to do anything but lie. He will counterfeit everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the light into the darkness so that you can see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
Good.
But it's not so simple sometimes because we have to do it. But you do it. You will conquer it. Just that.
That's
I'm
right.
Sitting here next to Erica and I'm thinking, what a champion.
Aww. Amen.
What a champion. She's like probably about... 3'2". She's a little tiny.
What are you, 5'2"?
I'm 5'1", a quarter of an inch.
I'm a little taller than you.
No. A quarter, and she is so filled with the strength that God has given her.
Man.
So come on, we can do it.
Yes, you can do it.
And so she's living proof. That's a walking testimony right here. So mm-hmm. we can do that. So I'm hearing Erica say that when trauma comes because of tragedy, your foundation should already be built that you can get up and begin to build again.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything can be gone, but the foundation stands
sure. Yeah, that's so
good. Mm-hmm. So make sure your foundation is good. You know, you can't earn it. We don't even really deserve it in ourselves. But we've been given the grace of God, a family inheritance, and so we can all do that. And I want to just say before we sign off today, if you're out there and maybe we're talking to you and you're saying, I'm hearing all this, but I don't see myself in that place. Okay, that's all right. Because today ends when the sun goes down. And tomorrow is a new day. So just look to the Lord, ask Him to forgive you, get up and ask Him to fill you with His strength, and begin to walk in what He has by getting into His Word. Find yourself a good place to get connected.
Yes.
There are many good churches. You know, we're not here to push a church at all. So you can find one. Go find a friend that you admire what they're doing. And go join them on Sunday or Saturday or whenever it is that they gather together. But find yourself in a place where you can grow and be established.
Mm-hmm.
And He's faithful.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is faithful.
Yes, and I just think about how you talk about your friend Joanna Aragon.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Aragon.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, how her strength strengthened you when you had just been through that. And so I think it's powerful what you're saying, Dr. Kathy, that find a community.
Right.
Because in community, there's safety. In right. community, there's strength. It can, you know, strengthen your life. There's healing. And so tell us a little bit about that, in being in community, how that helped you rebuild.
I believe that the church that you go to is a matter of life and death, because your pastors are your shepherd. They're over you. They know the congregation. And a lot of the strength that I did get, you know, when that all happened, was because I looked not only to God, but I looked to my pastors.
Good.
And I look to the family, the church family.
Good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Does that answer?
Absolutely.
So and I just got.
No, I was just going to say one thing. It just keeps coming back to my mind, because so many times we're so busy hiding secrets because we don't want people to see our flaws. Mm-hmm. But the older I get, the more I see the value in having a community where you can have what I would coin as a confessional community, where you have a few good friends.
Yes.
That you can really be authentic with and let them know what's going on, and you can pray together. So find yourself a little confessional community where you can speak to your friends and let them know when you need prayer. And let that connection begin to grow. And then, again, find yourself a good church. Bind yourself around people that you want to be like, those that you can emulate that are already emulating the Lord.
So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I'm excited, and I'm leaving here refreshed and empowered.
And strengthened.
Yes, hearing Erica's testimony and life. So we'll see you a Wednesday.
We will see you again. Thanks for joining us. God bless y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Keys to Life podcast. If this episode inspired you, we would love for you to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. We want to hear all about how God is speaking to you directly. Another way to show your support would be to screenshot, post, and tag us at Life Builder Seminars. Find us on Instagram and Facebook. We are so excited to continue this journey with you. Until next time, may these keys unlock your freedom and transformation.